Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
Yeah, like I said, I do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I've been a big fan for a while, loved watching you in Injustice, and of course the Las Vegas.
Yes.
I have followed your career, and it's a real pleasure to get to speak with you.
Thanks.
My pleasure, and I know that you've got the show 24 coming up, and I was wondering if there was any other recent projects that you've got.
Yeah, I have a movie coming out in, I think it's March it'll be released, for Lionsgate. I star opposite Larry the Cable Guy in a movie called Delta Farce, completely opposite than 24, silly, slapstick, fun, complete comedy.
And what can you tell us about the premise for the film and about your character?
Well, Larry the Cable Guy is in it, who is, he plays basically one of those volunteer National Guard type guys that volunteers on the weekends. And by accident, he gets mistaken for a soldier, and what he thinks is sent to Iraq to liberate the village. And instead, by accident, he gets dropped in Mexico, but he still thinks he's in Iraq. And sort of liberates the Mexican village, which he thinks is an Iraqi village, and me being the only female in the Mexican village and stuff, we fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Very silly.
Well, going back to the show 24, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that character as well.
Sure. She's half Pakistani, half American. She was born in a Muslim country but raised in America, so she speaks Arabic and is still a practicing Muslim but considers herself still American. She was raised here, no accent, nothing. And she is technically right underneath Bill Buchanan, played by James Morrison, in CTU.
Yeah, I've gotten to speak to James, and he's a great guy. I had a great
time. He's awesome.
Yeah, he was so down to earth. He's like, hey, how you doing? Thanks for talking. Nice. He was very nice.
Yeah, totally cool guy, and so much fun to be on set. And just everyone there is just very down to earth and very cool and just about doing a good job and having a good time while doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if they told you or not, but they have this phone that everybody who's like a fan calls because the number flashes on the TV.
Yeah, John told me about that. John Kassar. I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, no, we get calls from New Zealand and Turkey and all these crazy places. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I read about that a long time ago when they first started to flash the number. And so I was joking with James and saying that we should call up and ask to speak with him. He's like, yeah, they'll pass me the phone.
Yeah, apparently they do. It's pretty wild. I was like, wow. Yeah, I had no idea. The Fans 24, amazing, amazing fan.
Well, I never would. I mean, there's been phone numbers that flash on the screen for many, many shows, but I've never tried calling it. And then when I read that all these people started calling, I was like, dang, I want to try.
Well, you know, for TV and stuff, they always use that 555
right.
number.
Right.
TV and film, and by accident, they used the prop guy's real phone number because he needed to use his real phone, and that's what happened. And then his real phone started buzzing all the time, so then they ended up turning it into the fan phone.
Yeah, I lost the number. I'm going to have to find it again because I have to call James. I promise. I know that you mentioned that your character was Arabic and she had to speak, you said Farsi?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's Farsi.
Well, I was wondering if you had to do any research or training then for the role.
Basically, I need to learn how to pronounce the words. It's not that much, fortunately, which is great, but because that's apparently her second language, she can speak it fluently, so I have to pronounce it correctly. So they have a guy that is basically tells them how to pronounce all the Arabic words and stuff, so I had to get on the phone with him and drill it and be like, okay, tell me what you think, and if it's not perfect, can we fix it in post and in editing, and I just, you know, that kind of thing.
So he's just a language technician, or is he like a dialect coach?
I think he just speaks Farsi so he can tell you how, because it's interesting because there's so many different dialects as well. But they'll hear from one person it's pronounced this way, then they hear from another person it's pronounced that way. And I guess it just depends on where in the region you're from. But it does change, like, depending on whose opinion they ask. So it's just sort of like, all right, well, then I'm just going to do it this way because that's what that guy said.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that reminds me a little bit kind of like Spanish, because of the different countries, there's so many people who pronounce the words differently, or they at least have different words for different things.
Exactly.
So that goes along with Spanish, kind of mimics that with the dialect and, of course, with the accents and the words.
Exactly.
What about your role has been really challenging for you?
Memorizing the technical lines. it's very, you know, in CTU they deal a lot with computers and protocols and military type language that I've had to, you know, I'm not a computer person. I have an Apple because it's easy, you know. So learning, you know, just this last week I was talking to people, I'm like, what exactly is a proxy? And what exactly is protocol and subnet and all these things that these guys just rattle off the top of their heads like it's nothing because they deal with it every day. But me being an actor, I'm like, I have no clue what I'm saying. So having to look up a lot of things in the dictionary and understand what it was I was talking about.
Did it remind you a little bit of Injustice when you had to learn, like, the legal terms? Or?
Yeah, but with legal terms, I found it a little bit easier to clear because, I don't know, it's just easier maybe because you hear it more often. But with the technical thing, it's just like, what? And then you try to clear it, and you have to find a really simple dictionary. Otherwise, you'll be like, you'll get more. So like, a proxy is a protocol subnet router. And you're like, what? So you really have to, like, get a simple computer that explains it. I mean, a dictionary that explains it simply, and that kind of thing.
I tell you what, the computer lingo is not easy for anyone, whether you're in acting or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have to know what, like, the gigs and the megabytes and...
Exactly.
I took a computer class in college, and I can't even tell you still what each one of them is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? I don't know. That was a challenge.
Well, we mentioned such a wonderful cast, and I was wondering how it was getting to work with, you know, this wonderful team of actors for the show.
Kind of like a dream. I mean, they're so good at what they do, and so down to earth, and completely just cool as hell to come to work with every single day. Like, I really sort of hit the jackpot with the cast and the crew and the writers. There's no divas on set. There's no nothing. It's just, you're not dying to go home when they wrap you. It's like, cool, what are you guys doing this weekend? And da 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 da. It's like, very, very cool experience.
Yeah, I want to stick around to watch all the, you know, the action and explosions and see how that all works out and plays out, because, you know, the show does have those dramatic elements to it as well.
Oh, completely. Like, we'll come in on Monday, and the crew will be talking about the explosion they did on Friday and how cool it was, and this is how it went. And it's just, you know, it's like everyone gets into it.
Well, it's such a show. It's a show that really draws you in, whether it's, you know, the characters or whether it's the storyline. And everybody loves, you know, a good blow-up scene and a chase scene and a shoot-em-out scene and...
Exactly.
And that show has pretty much all of that and then more.
Yeah, and they're so good at it, too. I mean, they're really, really good at blowing things up and stuff.
They must have a wonderful budget for that type of stuff.
I know. And when they showed me footage one day of them blowing up a house, I was like, oh, my God. And then they showed me a guy, and they're like, that's Kiefer. I'm like, that's insane. I mean, the stunts on the show are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and they work them out very well, because when you watch it on screen, it does play out really well. It plays out like if you were watching, you know, on the big screen, watching a movie version of the stunt.
Yeah, pretty spectacular. I mean, it's impressive.
Well, going back to the studying of the terminology... a lot of people, you know, will stand in front of the mirror and just repeat. Was the dictionary just your only friend in the challenge of that, or were you able to get something off some friends?
No, I was able definitely to get enough from friends. Like I said, just this last weekend, I had a friend who runs a computer company, so he was, like, explaining it to me in simpler terms and stuff like that. And, I mean, it's not like that's all we do in CTU. If you're familiar with the show, we've got our own plot lines and our own storylines developed as well. But for a while there, it was like I was going on the internet and getting like, okay, so that's what a black, what is it, Cobra Black Helicopter M3 looks like. You know, I'm like, oh, that's where Cam Pendleton is, and that's where blah, blah, blah is. And, you know, after a while, you get a little more used to it. Plus, castmates help a lot. I'm like, what's this? What's that? So, like, Mary Lynn will sometimes explain to me, like, what things mean. Or she'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, we've spoken with Mary Lynn before too, and she's hilarious, and she makes up the show as well, makes it so well rounded and
oh my god,
hilarious.
She's awesome. Yeah, and she's fun to work with and totally down to earth chick.
And it's funny she can be so diverse because she'll have these funny moments, but this is, you know, more like a serious show. And
totally.
These funny comedic moments where, you know, some guy hits on her bar and she tasers him.
Yeah.
You know, like only Mary Lynn. You know,
exactly.
Goes on a dramatic show, and they find moments of comedy for her.
Right, exactly. Like, she makes it funny and quirky and It's awesome.
And that's another part of things is, you know, besides the action is, like, what is Chloe going to say or do next? What situation can Chloe get in and make funny or, you know, like, you know, have her facial expressions, like, just a facial expression can really be hilarious. Do you have a really memorable moment from your time working on the show?
Yes, but I can't talk
really,
about it because it'll give away the plot.
And
so I'll have to just say wait and see. Although I can say that probably Sunday when I see the premiere will be extremely memorable because I haven't seen anything yet. So I'll be watching it for the first time with the rest of all the fans. It'll be very, very cool. So I'm actually really excited, like just as much, if not more, than everybody else.
Are you going to be having like a viewing party for the event with all the friends coming over to see how their technical term help went?
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually going to someone else's house and having a big party for it, which is very cool.
I know that you mentioned that the show has all these dramatic elements to it. And will there be a big heightened experience for you as well?
Of course, completely. So can't give it away, but had a blast doing it.
We'll have to look forward to it then.
It's really, really cool. It's very
exciting. I know
everybody
is tight-lipped about storylines. You can't say anything about any of that. So
exactly.
I am a fan of the show, so I watch. I wish, sometimes when I watch shows, I wish I could get special treatment, but I know that there is none.
You know, it's funny. I even have friends that don't want to know.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, don't tell me a thing. Don't tell me anything.
Yeah, I was, I actually was talking to one of the women from Ugly Betty the other day, and I said, do your family members, you know, pry you for what's going to happen? And she said, no, they do the opposite. They go, don't tell me, I want to watch.
Yeah, it's totally, and I think that's an awesome compliment.
Yeah, you know.
I think that's very cool.
Yeah, that's the sign of a show that, you know, has a great following, and it's so gripping that you really want to know what's going to happen in the very next moment, and especially with 24, when it, you know, ticks down to the very last minute of, you know, the whole day, and you're like, how's Jack going to get out of that situation, and is he going to stop the virus before it gets out, and, you know, these are the shows that you're like, is it Monday night yet?
Exactly. That's what I love about the show.
Yeah, and then another thing is that, you know, it's this type of show that everybody at the office talks about. You know, you're standing in front of the water cooler, or you're, you know, you come into the office like, hey, did you watch 24 last night? You see
Jack? I know, and you can talk about it at work and stuff. Like, the only other show I've been like that about was Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other... That's another big show where you're like, what did McDreamy do? And... Were they going to get back together?
I know. Like, can you believe she kissed him? Exactly. And I get like that just reading the scripts. I'm like, oh my God, how do they come up with this stuff?
Well, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
What spare time?
No,
I'm just kidding. So many things, I would say right now, like the spare time I have right now, going to movies. I want to see every single movie that's up for an Oscar or a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
And since I've been shooting so much and then the vacation I was busy, I've got like next week off after the Golden Globes, so I just want to go and like see the Queen, see King of Scotland, see different movies that I haven't had the opportunity of seeing yet.
Well, if you haven't gone and seen Dreamgirls, I suggest you head to the theater.
I have. I saw the premiere. I thought it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It was
so
amazing.
Fun.
Amazing. And at my house, we keep saying Jennifer Hudson should be the lead actress nomination, not supporting. She needs to have the lead because she is the movie.
She was fantastic. She gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. She just blew. She just blew the whole entire movie with her acting too. I mean, she's been a singer, but she, you know, this is like her first big role, and she can take on such a big role was amazing, and she blew me away.
She was amazing. Unbelievable.
She was, and that's why I think that more than anything, Beyonce should have gotten the supporting, not Jennifer should have gotten the lead actress, because Jennifer made the movie for me.
She did. Well, I guess that's the role also, from what I mean, the role is sort of designed for that. She steals the show. I guess she did on Broadway. I mean, she was just incredible. I was very, very happy for her.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Effie is always the one who wanted the spotlight, but then gets overshadowed by Xena, and that's exactly the storyline for the film. So
yeah.
So that's why I'm looking forward to Jennifer taking that award, because I'm expecting her to get it, because there's nobody
else. Yeah, she was unbelievable and earned every bit of it.
Mhm. Yeah, there's nobody else that better be coming up on stage.
I know.
Well, my last question for you is just, what would you like to say to all of your fans and supporters? I have been to the website, and, you know, I've been to, read all the forums and things. And
oh, cool.
So I'm very familiar. Like I said, I'm a fan myself, so.
Thank you. I would say just thanks for supporting me, and I hope to keep entertaining and do roles that are, that's still her, that kind of thing.